Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time for a new episode of TMG.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Hi, buddy, and welcome to a brand new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, look, guys, real quick, don't forget to visit our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital T. As always, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife. Hey, Nicole, how you doing, girl? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Guys, I say this every time, and I mean it. In a very short time, this show has really taken off, and it's being heard in places all around the globe. Yeah, guys, I'm not kidding you. It really is. Places like in Egypt and Thailand and Switzerland and the UK and Great Britain. Guys, all over the place, they're listening to TMG. It's amazing. Still blowing my mind. Guys, listen, if this is your very first time tuning in, your very first time listening to the show and hearing my voice, let me tell you, thank you. I'm so glad that you are tuning in. And maybe you said, Travis, man, I've been listening to your show for the 3 years that you've been on. Man, I am so glad that you have been. So glad that you're here. So glad that you're tuning in. Man, listen, I'm going to get out of the way with some things, but this show is going to be an amazing episode. So I'm glad that you're tuning in. Welcome, everybody, for joining in. Now, everybody knows that this show is all about finding ways to be motivated or finding ways to be motivated in our everyday life, like with you and like with me. So if you have an inspiring story that you would like to share and maybe come on the show, guys, drop us an email. That's tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And you say, well, Travis, look, man, I know someone who has an inspiring story, but I don't want to come on the show. That's okay. You can drop us an email and we'll reach out to them and you can remain anonymous. That's tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And you can even remain anonymous if you like. Guys, we do have a couple of really great affiliate sponsors, and I want to go ahead and play their information. Now, keep in mind, their special links will be in the chat. Please visit our sponsors, guys. Once we do this, we're coming back and we diving deep into this show. This is going to be good.
Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomething21, and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
And by Mint Mobile. Sign up and find the cellular plan that's right for you. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethingmint, and visit our sponsor
Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
There it is, guys. Please visit one of our affiliate sponsors. These special links will be in the chat. Don't hesitate to use them, guys. Guys, tonight's episode, if you did not get a chance to catch it, guys, tonight's episode is entitled Turns. Now, I don't know about you, but me. Guys, a little bit about me. Whenever I was trying to learn how to drive, and I know, I get it. You have people that teach you how to drive. You have AI that's showing us how to drive. We have driverless cars. I did it the old-fashioned way. I tried to learn, right? I had somebody sitting over to the other side of me, and I was trying to learn. I promise you I was, man. When I was learning to drive, one of the toughest things for me to learn was the turn. Is there anybody else out there that could say, yeah, man, the turn was the rough? Now, I get it. Parallel parking for some can be tough. But for me, the toughest part of trying to learn how to drive was the turn. I mean, I would run over the curves each time I did, or I would turn too wide. Yeah, you know how that ended up. A lot of garbage cans got hit. I never really paid that much attention to how everyone else was driving until it was my turn to get behind the wheel. Life is a lot like this, right? A lot of the same ways, full of turns. We just have to be able to adjust. Our very special guest tonight, guys, is familiar with how the turns in life can change everything you see. She's a best-selling author, a TEDx speaker, a mindset mentor, and transformation coach. Guys, she's also an advocate for facial differences and has made it her life's mission to support and guide other women to overcome challenges. Guys, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to give me a huge TMG shout-out. Guys, for our very special guest, Louise Ashby. What's up, Louise? How you doing?
Your energy is unbelievable. How anyone could be doing anything but fantastic after listening to you.
Why does everybody say that?
Because you have incredible energy. You're so, like, if anyone was feeling tired, forget it.
No being tired here today, guys.
I love it.
No, I'm glad you're here, Louise. So excited. Now, I'm going to go ahead and put this out there and address the elephant in the room. You got an accent, Louise. Where in the world are you from?
I'm originally from England.
Whoa! Now, what part? Because I know where, but what part?
So, London, but in London, I'm from Wimbledon.
Whoa! So, Louise and I were talking before the show, and she's near Wimbledon, so where all the great tennis matches occur. So, pretty sure she's caught in a couple great tennis matches, guys. So, all those out there who are tennis fanatics, I know there's some. I enjoy watching the game. So, we know we're a little bit jealous right now because it's like, think of it this way, guys. If your favorite sports team was right down the street from your house, that's what she had. Yeah, dang. Within walking distance, guys. Did that suck? Did she have that great access? Man, but we're glad that you're here, Louise. So I feel your energy. You brought it, man. You brought your energy, so I feel that. So glad that you'll be here tonight. Guys, today's episode is all about the turns that happen in life. And each of us who have all experienced what life has brought turns to us. So tonight we're going to dive in and get into that. Now, Louise, and look, you have been all over the place. You have been on Larry King. You've been on 2020. Major news networks all over this country, all over this world, guys. And you have been everywhere, just everywhere, sharing, helping and helping others and transforming lives everywhere you go, just one at a time. Now, I enjoyed myself speaking with you. Do me a favor, please, if you don't mind, let everybody here know a little bit about yourself and what it is that you do.
Okay. So I was an actress and a model. I moved to Los Angeles when I was 20. I went through a tough time with my family because my mom had just passed away. I was 20 and she was 45. And, you know, I was going to not pursue my dream anymore and just basically take care of my brother and sister. And my family were like, no, you got to go. You got to go to LA. You've wanted to do this since you were 4 years old. Go live your dream and be happy. So I took the plunge, moved to Los Angeles. I had been there for about 6 weeks. I had just got a used Ford Mustang convertible. So I was really happy about that because I could take the roof down. So that was good. Except it wasn't good when I was hit by another car driving on the wrong side of the road. I was two blocks away from my house and suddenly everything as I knew it was gone. I woke up in the hospital 10 days later from a coma and basically the left side of my face had been smashed in. The front left lobe of my brain was gone, a little bit of the right lobe, front lobe.
Wow.
Smell and taste, vision in one eye, and then the whole of the left smashed. So, you know, we all have a story. We all have a story. This happened a long time ago. So it's really not about me talking about the story as much as talking about how no matter what comes our way and takes us off the path or throws a curveball, as it were, we can get through it. We can get through it. I was told that what had happened to me was not fixable. All these surgeons were saying, no, we can't fix, there's not, it's too bad, it's too severe, and all of this. But I think because I had gone through what I'd gone through with my mom, and, you know, I'd had this passion for acting since I was four. So it was like, hang on a second, I'm not letting some car accident take away my dream. Yeah, it was not happening. That doesn't mean that it wasn't tough, because it was, but I had to come up with a lot of tools and practices to help me along the way. And they are good for anybody going through anything. Things like make sure that you're surrounded by good people, that there's not somebody that's going to judge you, or naysayers who say you can't do this. No, think of something else. Oh, you're living in a dream world, all of this stuff. And so I ignored all of that. And, you know, you really do have to have positive people around you because you only want to have positive energy. Because when something so huge happens, you need all your strength to get through it. And you want to make sure that if you are having a moment that you want to speak to somebody that you know has the same, wants the same outcome as you. So I would give myself 10 minutes a day to feel sorry for myself, let myself feel any fear, anger, whatever it was. And then that had to be it because I knew I had to get on. But long story short, I went through 12 years, 28 reconstructive surgeries, 3 brain surgeries, 5 eye surgeries. Even though I was told, you know, it couldn't be done. I didn't take no for an answer and I just kept going. That's where I learned how the mindset is so important and can get us through anything. And so, you know, from going through all of that and 250 metal bolts and plates holding my head together, it's really like, wow, I do have courage. I do have strength. This is something I never experienced before. I always felt like I was the over emotional and sensitive baby, but this proved to me that, you know, I could do it. And so from that, I made it my mission to help other women know that they could do it too. And so my job, I don't even think of it as a job, my passion is to work with the women. I'm not doing it for them. I'm just there to give you a nudge and to support and guide you along the way. And to show you the practices, the tools, everything that I use, because I know they work. 100%. And it's something that I love. When you're working with somebody and you see the lights go on, you see mm-hmm. it behind their eyes, they're like, oh my God, this is my purpose.
Like, whoa.
Or oh my goodness, I am totally unique and amazing. Or, I am enough. That's a huge one. I am enough. Because a lot of us think that we're not good enough for this, we're not good enough for that. Oh, yes, you are. Yes, you are. When you hear the word you're not, maybe that's old voices from somebody else.
Whoa, that's a good fear. One. That's good stuff right there.
Right. Well, it's not, it's never what you think it is, right? It's never about what you think it's about. So you can tell your own story. You can, create it however that is. I had the acting and modeling taken away. I brought it back, but I had it taken away. So it was like, okay, so what am I going to do now? So correct. I just stayed present and, nothing can make you present than what happened to me or for me, I should say, because I don't take it back. You got this. It's just about having a team around you saying you got this and that, just stay the path, put one foot in front of the other, baby steps, and then let go of the results, hand it over, surrender, acceptance, trust. And then you surrender, you accept, and you trust, and you go along the path, and you will be amazed at the gifts that are put in front of you with big red bows in packages you never thought, but you never would have thought that.
I had no idea.
Right. I was like, write a book. Don't be silly. I'm an actor.
Me?
Right?
Me? No, yeah. Not me.
Exactly. Me. So many things that came from this that made me, it was like an adventure discovery, it's like,
exactly.
Oh, wow. I feel like this, or, oh wow, I can do this.
Exactly. Or,
there's so many things. So it's about embracing, that challenge and using it to discover these gifts that you have that maybe you didn't know that you have. Or, embracing the challenges to learn the lessons along the way.
Absolutely.
There's so much. Everything we have in our lives can be for us, not to us, if that makes sense.
So it's really a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's really about our perception, our mindset. There's so many amazing, incredible things that we can bring to the table. It's about knowing what to use at what time, what's going to help this. What isn't? If you can, maybe you can help somebody else with something. Who knows?
Guys, listen, I told you she was great. Now, I literally, you dropped so many nuggets. You stepped on a lot of things that we say here on the show. I say on the show all the time that we get to write our own stories. And I get it. Life happens. It has nothing to do with this or that. Life just happens,
yeah.
And we can blame or put it on anything we want to put it on. But guys, understand this, life just happens. And when life happens, let me say this to you guys, you can write this down. When life happens, rewrite your own story. Whenever life happens to you, rewrite your own story. Guys, I told you, this was going to be an amazing episode. Louise, we don't even know where to begin to unpack this because you dropped so many great things on us. You told us where your life took a turn. You told us, you said, man, I got this car up and right. I'm just doing my thing. And life just took a drastic turn. Now, I got to ask this. I know that you had to deal with this, and it wasn't an overnight thing that you had to deal with. It took some time. And I said, I know you have this huge passion because I could hear it in your voice. You have this passion about helping women navigate the turns in their own lives. And you just told us what it was that caused that turn in your life, this accident. So I got to ask you, what was the most difficult part about that turn?
I guess it was accepting. You know, when you look in the mirror and you don't recognize
what's
your reflection, it's about, okay, well, I'm still feel like me, but I don't look like me. So what does that mean? So I had to really, well, I chose to, you know, really take a look at everything that I had already gone through in my life.
Correct.
Making peace with it so that I only brought positivity and good things, that I didn't have old issues holding me back. I couldn't have anything holding me back. It had to be, you know, it's like Rocky Balboa. You got to prepare for the fight. And it was amazing. And yes, there are bends along the road. And it was probably toughest when I was asked to leave places because of my appearance. I was asked to leave public places like restaurants and
Are you kidding me?
No.
You gotta be kidding me, Louise.
I was called a monster, a freak. So that was hard because I am an empath. So it's made me think about all the other people that have been treated like this. So for me, it was like, okay, I need to say something. Like, this is not okay. And I was lucky because I didn't take any of that personally when people would ask me to leave and all of that. I was like, okay, this is about them, not about me.
Correct.
But not everybody thinks like that. It's because I had a friend that basically drummed it into my head, like, this is not about you. You are not the monster. They said it, so they're the monster.
Absolutely.
You know, those kind
Absolutely.
Of things. You know, using whatever works for you to get through it. Whatever works, that's good for you. You know, not obviously crazy stuff that's going to hold you back, but whatever positive things you can use, and ask for help. Be gentle on yourself.
Exactly.
If you feel bad about asking for help, or I don't want to be a bother, or any of that stuff, remember that when you are, whoever you've asked for help, you're giving them a gift, because at the end of the day, after they've helped you, they feel good. So
exactly.
You know, even if it's just remember that. Don't hold your own life hostage because you're not asking somebody for help when they want to do that.
And
the nuggets that they can offer are just unbelievable. And then you can pass them on. You got this. You have got this.
Guys, I don't know if you heard what I heard. She said, do not hold your own life hostage because you refuse to ask for help. When we refuse to ask for help and we know we could use the help, whatever we need help with, we will always need help with it until we get the help that we need. And in that sense, we are holding our own selves hostage. We become our own jailer. Yeah, we confine ourselves to how we feel and what we think. Well, they'll never help me. They don't want to help me, or I don't want to be a bother. And we confine ourselves and imprison ourselves with those type of thoughts. And because of that, we limit our exposure, we limit our experience, and we limit, or let's put it this way, we lengthen the time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 Dream Beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
That we remain the way that we are. I told you we're talking about some good stuff.
You know, you don't want to become a victim of your circumstances. I didn't want to have my circumstances, challenges dictate my life. I wanted to dictate my circumstances.
Exactly.
Rather than, you know, the other way around. So it's really about doing whatever it takes not to be a victim. So not blaming, you know, the situation or anything like this, because it is what it is. I'm telling you, when you surrender, when you accept, surrender, and then trust, everything changes because you're not fighting anymore. So you're allowing the flow from the universe to come to you with what you want. So it's all about getting in the flow, not letting things hold you back. So clearing up all of that, asking for help, and being gentle on yourself. That's basically it in a nutshell. That doesn't mean it's easy, because it's not. What I've just said is simple, but it doesn't mean it's easy.
Exactly.
Which is why you want to be armed with your tribe, your support tribe, whatever that
Correct.
Looks like.
Correct. Yeah. And anytime you deal with something of that nature, you want to make sure that you have people around you that support you. Not just yes people, but some people that's really in your corner, that's pulling for you, that's going to be a positive influence and will just, you can feed off, because there will be days when you're trying to navigate. Let me put it this way. When I was trying to learn how to drive, and my cousin would be in the car with me, right? My cousin sometimes would be in the car with me, and sometimes my uncle would be in the car with me. Now, my uncle would freak out when I tried to make those turns and I was hitting garbage cans. So, oh, man, and I would freak out, and it would make it worse. My cousin would get in the car with me, and she'd go, look, Travis, there is a turn approaching. Begin to slow and make those adjustments now. And what we have to do, what I'm hearing is this. We may not be able to prepare for every turn that life brings us. But what we can do is say, I know life is going to bring something my way. Let me have some positive people around me. Let me have some support around me. So my cousin, she would always tell me, hey, be prepared, because there are some turns coming up. This is what you need to do to handle your turns. We can't be prepared for everything that life happens to us or brings our way or for us, so to speak. But what we can do is we can surround ourselves with those individuals that can help walk us and talk us through the turn. And that's what my cousin ended up doing. She kept talking me through the turns. And yeah, there will be times, there will be moments where we will need people to talk us through this turn that life has brought us. This turn is different than last term. The turn you made when you was 18 is different than the turn your life will bring at 45. It's a different turn. You handle it differently. Your perspective about it is totally different. When you're learning to drive, that turn seems way out. But once you've been driving for a while, your perspective changes about the turn. Guys, listen, while I told you guys this was good stuff, I told you, while I was learning to drive, I mean, I can't count, honestly, man, the number of times I kept hitting the curb. I promise you, I can't. Somewhere in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, there's a lot of curbs that got a lot of black marks on, because I've skipped tires up all over the place, man. And at one point, and you brought something up, because it made me think of this, and at one point, I remember thinking to myself at one point, maybe it's just not for me. Maybe it's not for me to learn how to drive. Maybe it's not for me to do this. Maybe I just shouldn't do it. And maybe I just shouldn't even try. I honestly did. I did. What's something that made you want to keep trying after everything you've gone through? All these extensive surgeries, years, and whenever you talk about, we know they had some physical pain, some mental, emotional scarring. Here you are, an actress. You're one of the most social people there are. Your job is to be in front of the world. Your job is to be in front of the world. You go into restaurants where you're going to eat, and they're throwing you out because of your appearance. What's something? I can't even imagine how that I would have gone through my brain. You know what, dude? I'm trying to give you money for your business, and you're turning me out? What was something? What's something that made you want to keep trying after everything you had gone through?
So this is a funny story. I was really upset about how much time this was taking. I didn't want to waste any more time not following my passion. So what I did, this is weird. I sent my original headshots. A headshot is what actors send. It's a picture of your face and you send it to agents and casting directors and that kind of stuff. So I sent my original headshots to all these different agents to try and get an agent, an acting agent. Meanwhile, I'm completely facially disfigured. So I send the pictures and I had some meetings come up and I go to my first meeting and the person on reception, when I walked in, kind of looked at me and was like, this is weird. That person doesn't look like the picture at all. And then I heard them on the phone to the agent going, oh, you won't believe what's in here, kind of thing. And then I had an eye patch, I had the wig, my head was really swollen. You could see there was a lot of damage. I go into the agent's office and the agent's like, oh, I said, I know I don't look like my picture, but I will be fixed soon. So in the interim, I was thinking you could send me for horror movies and things like Star Trek, because they won't need to put makeup on because I already got all this going on. But they didn't seem to go for it. So after I told them that they had a very limited imagination, I realized that maybe sending out my headshots and pictures wasn't the right thing to do at this time. But, you know, it was really about being patient. And those were the things that I had to learn, was patience, tolerance, and trusting that, you know, the right time was going to come and that I was doing what I needed to do. And that was it. It was humor. I really turned to a lot of friends, and sense of humor is everything. And just taking care of myself, you know, physically, mentally, and with what you put in your body. So mind, body, soul. Think about it all. Everything has to be in balance for me now, for me to be able to approach everything with my best.
Wow. Guys, listen. Again, what you overcame and what you went through speaks to a lot about, you know, your individual resilience, because not everybody could have gone through that. Not everyone could have faced it and come out on the other side the way you are with the attitude that you have. So that's absolutely amazing. I know you have a great support system. You have all these tools. And what I like the best about it, you didn't sugarcoat it. You say, guys, it was tough. It was hard. It was crazy. Yeah, there were times I wanted to quit. I throwing stuff at the wall. You know, I was angry. I had a career. I was mad. And here it is. You know, your life took a turn, and wasn't a turn you wanted to take. Wasn't a turn you expected to take. But you made it. Gosh, man, I love this. When I got better at driving, what made me get better was I learned to make the best out of my turns. I learned to get the best out of my turns. And what you did was you got the best out of your turns. And it didn't happen. Let me help you out, Ash. It didn't happen, Louise, when everything turned around. You know when it happened? When you came up with the idea. You said, hey, you know what? I'm going to submit my headshots and tell them, guys, you can use me for horror movies. You begin to change the whole perspective then. You were making the best out of your turns then. They just couldn't see it. Right. They just didn't have that foresight to go, you know what? You're right. Mm-hmm. But you were coming around at that point. Whether it worked out for you or not, you were making the best out of your turn. And listen, guys, I know you're watching right now. I know you're listening, whether you're in your car, whether you're at home, on your job, wherever you're listening to this show right now, it's sometimes all about making the best out of life's turns that you get. I get it. Something happened that you weren't expecting. I get it. You weren't expecting the career change, Nobody was expecting COVID to happen. You weren't expecting a job to happen. You weren't expecting finances to lower up. Guys, I understand. But sometimes it's all about making the best out of the turns that occur. I didn't get good with my turns until I learned to make the best out of my turns. I could talk about how wide the turn was. I could talk about, man, why would you put a curve right here? Why not a straight line? Why not a straightaway? I stopped complaining about when the turn came up, and I began adjusting in the turn. And that's right here, Travis. I began to make adjustments, and I made my turns better. As a transformational coach and an advocate for facial differences, how do you help others navigate those turns in their own lives?
So, first of all, it's about looking at what has happened, what the challenge is, how it happened, and what you're struggling with. How has it taken you off the trajectory of the path you're going on? And what is it bringing up for you? What are you finding the biggest struggles? What are you finding difficult to accept? What are the thoughts that are coming up? Are they really your thoughts, or are they stories that you were told in the past that were actually somebody else's? So let's take those out and let's restructure them to what actually is true for you. It's all about me helping the individual to see their own light, to see their own strength, to go deep and get that courage and see the gift that you are in yourself. So I go through, my most recent program that I've developed is called the Personal Power Program. And that's a 12-week program, one-on-one, 12 different modules. And it's all, about giving you the right tools for your challenges. Everything is customized to you because everyone's different. Some people are great with, this struggle, but don't know how to deal with this challenge. Whereas exactly. Somebody else might be, terrible at this, but great at this. We're all different. So it's really about customizing it to you. What works for you? What makes you feel good? What makes you feel that you can do this? Do you know who your support system are? Because that's the other thing. It's all very well and good working with a coach and getting to a certain place. Mm-hmm. But then you want to know, I want to prepare my clients for when we're not working together. Like, okay, so who are your support system? What are your resources? What is it you want? What are your goals? Let's make a plan so that they can happen. So that when a challenge comes up, you don't get overwhelmed with the challenge because you can go, oh, okay, Louise and I just worked on this. Exactly. This is the tool I use for this challenge. This is the tool I use for that one. So you've got this great toolbox. So you never need to have those challenges hold you back anymore. You can look at them and go, oh, okay, I got this. I know what to use for this.
Exactly.
So it's just this amazing, you're discovering who you really are. You're falling in love with who you really are.
Oh, wow. I like that. You're falling in love with who you really are. You keep saying something, Louise, that's ringing so many bells in my head, that asking yourself, is this really me talking, or is it a lingering conversation from something someone else said about me, said to me, I heard somewhere else? And a lot of times, man, Louise, this is good stuff. A lot of the things, Louise, that we follow or believe about ourselves, they're lingering conversations from someone else, from something somebody else said with us, a previous conversation, maybe a relationship that went sour, or a business deal went sour, or something where we didn't succeed when we wanted to succeed, and those negative things come in our mind. And those lingering conversations carry over to the next place we're trying to go, and it helped us. And what happens is this: now we're turning too wide. Now we're overcompensating for things. We're thinking too much of it. We're overcompensating because things didn't work out here, because that didn't work out well. We're turning too wide and we're hitting trash cans. We're hitting trees. We're hitting mailboxes. By the way, anybody whose mailbox I hit in Tuscaloosa, I'm so sorry. I was learning, guys. I'm sorry. But we're overcompensating because we have those things, those conversations that are still being carried over. And we go, oh, well, this happened last time, so I'm going to do it this way. And we're all over the road. And what you're doing, you help get us recentered and refocused and loving ourselves. Guys, I told you Louise is good. I told you. I know you guys hear what I do. Your book, you have a book. I'm going to put it up here. Your book, Magic of the Mask. That is it. That's your book. I know it's a bestseller. Your book, Magic of the Mask, is an incredible story, man. Of one person's desire to defy all kinds of odds. Tell us a little bit about it and where anyone can get a copy of this wonderful book.
Well, it's a memoir. I'm actually writing another edition of it now because it's out of print, I guess, or I'm redoing it basically. So you can get it on my website, louiseashby.com. Or just email me, louise@louiseashby.com, and I can get you a copy. And it was something that my doctors told me to do. They said, you need to write this. You need to write about your experience because of your mindset. You made this possible. And you need to tell people how. So, you know, I wrote it in 3 months and I've never written before. So for me, I'm like, well, maybe I need to look at it again and see how I can change certain things. But yeah, I mean, that alone is a huge thing to do, because if you want to find out what patterns you're repeating, why certain things haven't changed in your life that you've been trying to change, why certain mm-hmm. people keep coming into your life bringing the same challenges. You get to see it all when you're writing it, but like, oh, that's why this happened. Oh, that's now I need to tell that person where to go, because that's why this keeps going around. Like, it's just an incredible, I mean, life really is incredible. You know, when you just think about how it is to be in a relationship with somebody else, whether it's a friend, a parent, a sibling, a lover, whatever it is, but having that relationship with yourself, that's where we need to start, is really figuring out who we are. Because when we know that, then the world is our oyster.
Man, she talked some stuff right there, guys. She mentioned her website, guys. I'm going to bring that up. You know what? You knew us, guys. You knew I'm going to bring it up anyway. I'm going to bring that website up so we can look at it. There it is. That's her website right there, guys. There it is right there. That is it. Guys, all these great things you could do up there to get the programs. You can see the blogs she has on there, the testimonials, the media. Guys, I wasn't lying to you. Look, A Current Affair. Look, Sports Illustrated, NBC. Time 2020. She's been all over the place. Look at this. Certified. Look at this. I'm Discovery Health, TEDx, Cosmopolitan. I kid you not. I told you guys. I wasn't lying. She's been all over the place. Guys, a lot of great things where you can contact it right there. So please, guys, visit that website. What's that website again for them?
LouiseAshby.com. LouiseAshby.com.
That's it, guys. Man, I told you it was good. Told you, Louise, this has been absolutely amazing. I want to thank you so much for being a part of the show today. Thank you for adding us to that long list of people. 2020, guys. Before we go, Louise, I like to ask this of my guests. What's something? Okay, you'd like to say imparting to encourage someone who's in the middle of one of life's turns right now and they feel like just stopping in that turn?
Don't quit before the miracle. Woo! We always feel like giving up because we can't see what's about to come, or you feel like you've been doing this for a long time. It's just not working. Why isn't it working? There's always a reason, and you will be shown. So just don't quit. If I had quit the times that I had felt like quitting, then, you know, it would have been my life that suffered. So it's really about making that choice every morning. You know, you get to make the choice. Do I want to get out of bed? Do I want to stay in bed? Do I want to see what life has in store for me? Do I want to take the adventure, or do I want to stay stuck? For anybody that's going through this right now, you can do this. You can do this. It's like everything that I've said. You know, we don't, you know, there's that saying, God doesn't give us anything that we can't handle. Sometimes that's really annoying to hear. It's like, really? Like, come on. But it's about, you know, navigating your way through these challenges and knowing that if it's something in your path, you can find the way through.
Wow.
You can find the way through. And sometimes it's just about staying still and just, you know, saying, I can't do this. God, take this. God, you take this and I'll just follow the path. I'll just look for the signs. And when I see the sign, then I'll know what to go.
That I know,
you right? are being taken care of. You always have guides with you. It's like, if you need something, just ask. Just ask the universe. You know, the amount of times that I've said, show me a sign tomorrow of what I really should be doing. And it happens. You get that sign and it's like, oh, okay.
Oh, geez, I didn't think, why did I think of that?
That was easy.
Yeah, I know, right? Man, this has been an incredible, incredible show. I told you guys, Louise is good. I didn't joke with you guys. I didn't glow with you guys. Guys, I want to show you something real quick so I get out of here. Guys, listen. I look at it this way. As much as we like to hope it is, life is not a straight line. There will be hills and, yes, turns. But maybe, just maybe, that's how we keep going, right? Maybe that's just how we keep going because there are turns. Maybe that's how we really make it after all, learning how to navigate life's turns. Maybe life is all about how we can handle the next turn. Guys, it's about that time. Let's go with it. Real Black. Coming something good with the capital T. And as always, don't forget to tune in right here each Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, to listen to the show. And then listen, you can also stream your favorite episode on your favorite streaming platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Pandora, and so many more. Thank you, Louise, for joining the show. And thank you for tuning in. And as always, in parting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. Guys, I got to go.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.